On the Hometown Roll Call, we are in Emory, Texas today, and in Raines County, and we're talking with the mayor of Emory, Blake Cooper. Blake, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome. Anytime, get out the news and see how the folks are doing.
Have you ever met or heard of a fellow named Blake Cooper who was the superintendent of schools in Commerce?
I first ran into him when I was in high school as a football player. I believe he was a football coach at Winsboro. Yeah. They called for Blake Cooper to go to the press box, and we was a little entertained.
Blake, tell me a little bit about the history of Emory.
City of Emory wound up being the county seat of Raines County when Raines County was formed there in 1870 out of a large part of Wood County and everything. Originally started as, I believe, Springville was originally the city name we had, and wound up being named after our founder, Emory Raines, how we wound up with that. I believe City of Emory wound up being incorporated as a city in about 1951 or so. A good part of the reason Raines County was formed is because during the weather and high rains, it made it difficult for people to make it over to Quitman or Canton, depending on areas. When the creeks would get up, they couldn't travel. And some other things come about the need for the formation of Raines County.
Emory Raines was a legislator, a state legislator?
I believe so. Yeah. He held various offices and capacities during that time, very active in the community and a leader in the area.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. We're blocking the entrance here. Blake, tell me a little bit about the economy of Emory and Raines County.
The main deal with the city of Emory right now in the Raines County area and everything is Emory, we're billing ourselves as the land between the lakes. We're situated right here between Lake Fork and Lake Tawakoni, two great fishing and entertainment lakes and everything. And so tourism has been our big deal of late. But, for a town of about 1,200 people, we kind of stand out a little bit on that tourism side because we've got two motels. One of them, I think, is up to about 52 rooms, a little three-story motel. So not too many small towns can build that. We wind up catching a lot of people from the Canton traffic and stuff. A lot of people make their way up here, stay the night, and utilize and fill up these motel rooms around the first Monday weekends and stuff like that. It also leads to we've got just several places, good places to eat here around Emory. You'd think we got more cafes than we can handle, but they all seem to do pretty good.
As we're standing here in front of City Hall, I think people can hear the traffic going by. This is a busy place.
I think on our traffic studies that we've had out and about, we have about 30,000 vehicles or so that pass through during the daytime.
What do you see as the future, most important thing for the future of Emory and Raines County?
We've got a wonderful EDC, Economic Development, committee that's real good about trying to work and bring in some business and some other things. Well, Trinity Valley Community College has a location, a satellite location here in Emory also through education and development of, helping the adult population. And right now they've got a welding school they're trying to get started. Starts up here in July, and they're still trying to fill some seats on that. But between the city and the school district, the county, and Trinity Valley Community College down there out of Athens area, they've really pulled in some really good classes to continuing education stuff and things to help us go ahead and try to build good workers for future businesses and stuff. But, we're always looking to trying to invite people on in to see how wonderful we are.
Well, we've been talking with Blake Cooper. He's the mayor of Emory. Blake, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. This is KETR 88.9.